my sarcastic tone. I'm a bit underwhelmed by the sample show. Mr. Pistro, fraternity guy, you got my ass for bloodshot eyes. Get drunk and fight every night. Idolize Bradley, belittle women's rights. Homophobic, racist, and don't give a fucking hey. Do you think you can drive a bigger truck? So wear your baseball cap to the side to let everyone know that you're a nice guy. So cool, we're so impressed. Lots of chicks and a barrel chest. Cause you're a real man. Punch for punch, gonna piss in your face while you're passed out drunk. I'm a nice guy, you're a nice guy. He's a nice guy, but all of you are assholes. I'm a nice guy, you're a nice guy. She's a nice guy, but all of you are assholes. Nice guys rule the planet. Why just can't understand it? How could divine by deception and lies? Social Darwinism and an overdose of pride.
Fuck off, sure, fuck.
I don't wanna hear it.
Fuck off, sure, fuck.
Read into the lyrics, cause everybody gets their just desserts. Long as you remember that nice guy stitch. You're next on the list. Such a nice guy who speaks through his fists. Prick with a penchant for messing with heads. A broken nose for dinner and breakfast in bed. Alcoholic, paranoid, and suicidal too. But you'll probably kill her before she gets away from you. Screws in a pool of blood and cry. All your friends say that you're a nice guy. Have a drink, this one's on me. Look, you're doing fine, losing to your disease. Tomatoes, I'll pack your bags. Bury you with my cash, ready to go. You're a nice guy, we're all nice guys, but all of you are assholes. He's a nice guy, she's a nice guy, hey, Tom Bob's a nice guy,
all of you are assholes.
Nice guys rule the planet, the fundamental. How could a body by deception and lies? Social Darwinism and an overdose of pride.
Fuck off, jerk off,
I don't wanna hear it.
Fuck off, jerk off,
read into the lyrics. So let the blood you spill quench your thirst. As long as you remember that nice guy's fish.
Everybody, welcome podcast listeners and welcome YouTube people. If I put this show up on YouTube, which is the Plex, we do the show live every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific and beyond in a red light. I'm producer Dave. You can find me damn near anywhere and check out Local Love on Tuesday night because I'll have my friends in the studio for that one.
And I am historian Matt, and you can't really find me anywhere else. Well, you can, but not any other Echoplex media shows at the moment. Maybe Catterday when we do a Catterday here and there. I do lurk in the chat sometimes. So like on Thursdays for Satans and Thetans, I'm there. And occasionally on Wednesdays when I'm not, otherwise, engaged, I will drop in. I also do the, Humanist Community in Silicon Valley Sunday Forum earlier on Sunday. You can see that on Facebook. We stream live to Facebook at the, Humanist Community in Silicon Valley's Facebook page. Just look that up. And I have a graphic novel nobody's buying. We'll drop a link there if you're curious. And I feel like there's something else, but I've forgotten what else I was going to say. So, Dave, why don't you give people what they want?
I don't hate the cops. There's a person inside when the truncheon stops. Oh, don't hate the cops. Oh, when the raiders come, who will protect the shops? Don't hate the cops. They're a sensitive bunch if you don't stop throwing your rocks. Snap, crackle, pop is the sound of a taser. Your body drops. Donate the cops. Donate the cops. Donate the cops. Donate the cops. Thank your local police. Cause they don't do nothing wrong. Thank your local police. Got rid of the corruption and the racism, it's gone. They've been keeping the peace, keeping homeless folks out of the parks and malls. Got a cure for your social disease. Follow the law, don't hate the cops. Follow the law, don't hate the cops. Follow the law, don't hate the cops. Follow the law, don't hate the cops.
Everybody. So this week we had a Trump rally in North Carolina, and Right Side Broadcasting seems to be trying to make sure they don't actually get kicked off of YouTube in this thing, but they're gonna talk about just what the rumors are, what's the general mood of the place, and what are people talking about. It's gonna be a little bit eye-opening.
He said, next time I'm in the White House, there will be no more dinners at his request with Mark Zuckerberg and his wife. It will be all business. So keyword there is next time I'm in the White House. Now, he didn't necessarily say next time I am president, but I think that can be kind of interpreted because if he's in charge of who he's having dinner with. So that makes me think he's really highly contemplating either being reinstated or running for office again in 2024.
Absolutely, and there are rumors going around in the media. I'm not sure how much legitimacy there is to this, but they're saying that Trump reportedly thinks he may get into office in August and be reinstated as president from Biden.
That was based on what's-her-name's interview, right? Did that make any sense whatsoever?
Which one?
The lawyer, I forget her name, who was trying...
She spoke at the QAnon event last week.
Yeah, and said that, oh, Trump will be back in August, and we'll just, reinstate... Biden will just leave the White House, and Trump will be just reinstated.
Sidney Powell.
Yes, that's her.
Yeah, but that was kind of in the ether, I think. I don't think she made it up. I think she gathered it.
Okay.
Like, she picked it up off the ground, or whatever.
Fair.
But it's been going around. The date just keeps getting pushed back that Trump's going to get put back in as the real president. Right. I'd be worried about it, except now it's been enough times that I don't think anybody's going to do a terrorism about it.
Yeah, I think they're just delusional and, but not so far being violent about it yet. But remember when, Trump was first, voted in and the left was like, he's not my president, and then the right's like, oh, look, they're all delusional. This is like totally different. Like, Trump supporters just don't seem to understand that he was voted out of office. Before, and it was like, we just don't agree with him, you know?
And this network, specifically Right Side Broadcasting, watch them try to thread that needle to stay on Facebook and YouTube while still like giving their crazy QAnon obsessed audience what they want. Is like, it's so funny.
Yeah.
She's kind of said that she doesn't believe that he thinks that. And Liz said that Jason Miller believes that also. So there are some rumors going around. We don't know what's what as of yet, but we're hoping tonight will give us more clarification on these things.
They're not reinstating Trump in August or whatever. It's not happening. There, now, right. Now we have clarity on that. Like, reinstating the last president after the election happened and the challenger won is actually called overthrowing the government.
Right.
Exactly. Unless something weird happened and like, but that's not, I don't know, man. These people all think like JFK Jr. is going to come in and shoot everybody or something. They're out of their fucking minds. Like, the people, the people on this show, but the people they're talking to, like, it's all this like really complicated shit for the guy I wanted to win lost. Adam in the chat was saying that he's like, none of them are my president. Yeah, me neither. That's just the president. It makes it a lot easier, actually.
True.
Then you don't got to take ownership of any of them. They're just the president, and they're either doing a good job or a bad job or something in between. Right. Usually a bad job.
And just to be clear, people on this podcast are not always in our right mind, but we're not QAnon crazy.
There's different sorts of like being out there. And I feel like I do a pretty good job of being just out there enough to like understand some of this stuff some of the time. But the same rally that these reporters were reporting from. Here's the Georgia governor, George Kemp, trying to go and give a speech. So there's nobody to root here. Governor Kemp's a terrible person, and these people were booing him because he refused to like basically overturn the fucking results of the election.
Oh, is that why? Okay.
Yeah. That's why he's getting
booed. I thought it might have something to do with the voter suppression.
No.
Laws that are going like through that you do. Yeah.
This is I'm the sure Trump like rally that. From, it's the same rally. It's the Trump rally. So these people are for the voter suppression that he also signed. They just aren't for he wouldn't like try to overturn the last election. Dude, if that fucking governor was like, hey, you QAnon moron, shut the fuck up, that would be so funny, but he wouldn't do that. it'd be great if like one of these people, I don't know, these people are all maniacs. They think the fucking election was stolen. And I guess it was by people, more people voted for the other guy.
And stolen by, you know, getting voted against by more, you know, getting less votes. That's how it was stolen.
You cheated in that race by going faster than me.
Exactly. But you see, last time they got more votes, but we still won because they still won because of the Electoral College. This time, you know, they got less votes, but they also lost Electoral College.
So funny. Oh, I guess he said where we go one, we go all. He pulled out a gun.
No, he said they're opening up the state of Georgia, and so some people like that.
Yo, the fucking dude. Like they were like, there's like two modes of being in that crowd. There's like applause and booing. There's no listen for a minute. All we heard was somebody talking and them booing, and then he said something they like and they applauded. There's just fucking on off, like an on off switch.
Yep.
That's amazing. Keep it up, Republican Party. Because if you keep doing this Republican Party, even the Democrats will beat you. They'll beat you next time, too. Even the Democrats will be able to beat you if you keep doing this. Yeah. So Marjorie Taylor Greene has said all kinds of weird fucking shit about Jewish people. It's not just her recent comments. Like, she has old comments. We were covering her before she actually, or when she was running for office. There was all this weird shit about the Jews and the New World Order. So here's a Fox News hit of them talking about why the problem actually is the media. And just keep in mind that one of the big Jewish tropes is that they run the media. So everybody, here's the fucking conspiracy theory that's eating its own tail somehow.
Yeah.
The media are pounding Marjorie Taylor Greene once again, and the Georgia Congresswoman is giving them plenty of ammunition.
Well, say anything, but let's let the first part of this play again.
The media are pounding Marjorie Taylor Greene once again, and the Georgia Congresswoman is giving them plenty of ammunition, such as this interview with reporter David Brody.
We can look back in a time in history where people were told to wear a gold star, and they were definitely treated like second-class citizens, so much so that they were put in trains and taken to gas chambers in Nazi Germany. And this is exactly the type of abuse that Nancy Pelosi is talking about.
She also
even though I heard that before, it still is just so crazy.
And her understanding of what happened in Germany probably goes, Hitler, maybe a bad person. Government put stars on people. Government put people with stars in trains and killed them. That's like the fucking the whole thing. That's like probably right. This lady's like, it seems to me that she doesn't have much of an understanding of that the societal conditions had to be just so. Yeah. And that it took a while, that they didn't, the Nazi party didn't start with the fucking train.
Yeah.
Ah, God. They're legitimately going to blame the media for this lady doing all this stupid shit. It's going to be so funny because again, it's like the anti-Semitic, you know, it's just like one degree away from also just blaming the Jews because of the fucking, the anti-Semitic, so stupid.
A vaccination logo just like the Nazis forced Jewish people to wear a gold star.
Logo.
After
you make your own.
Silence, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy said Marjorie is wrong and her intentional decision to compare the horrors of the Holocaust with wearing masks is appalling. And his Senate counterpart Mitch McConnell calling the Republican freshman's comments outrageous and reprehensible. Joining us now is Susan Ferriccio, chief congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Here's the media question. Are journalists encouraging Marjorie Taylor Greene by giving so much coverage to remarks that even some top Republicans find to be outrageous? And that's how she gets attention.
Well, Republicans and Democrats are engaged in what I call a labeling war. Each side try to identify the other as an extremist party. And the media loves that kind of conflict. They love it. And those make great stories when you talk about conflict between parties and within parties. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is a case of both. She has divided the Republican Party. There are a few there defending her and saying that no one should be telling her what to say or do when she tries to talk about the socialist policy she thinks Democrats are pushing forward. But there are many people within the party that say people like Marjorie Taylor Greene are making the GOP look terrible and that she should be silenced. Some think she should be pushed out.
Well, no, she's just like a long line. She's like the most recent and most extreme in a long line of people that are making the GOP look terrible and out of their fucking minds. It's not like she came out of nowhere and it's not like they're, you know, I mean, Scaramucci isn't such a bad guy, but, you know, Scaramucci doesn't make them look so great. Like Donald Trump didn't make them look so hot. Like what? Before that, we had Michelle Bachmann, you know, fucking Louis Gohmert out there fucking like not knowing anything at all. Just being real dumb.
My comment, the GOP is making the GOP look bad.
Right. Like, oh shit. Marjorie Taylor Greene just fucking came out of the ground all crazy. And now she's a Republican congressperson. It's like, no, the fucking, the conditions were right for Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Right.
Like Sarah Palin. I almost forgot about Sarah Palin because things have gone so fucking far away. Like it hasn't even been that long, but I almost forgot about her.
That's been a while.
They'd be calling her a rhino and yelling at her for wearing a mask. Like,
wow.
She's not my comrade and shit, but she probably agreed with the masks. Probably got like nice designer ones.
Out of Congress, she's already lost her committee assignment. So that was a
Democrats. But she's receiving a lot of criticism, as you just quoted Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy, two top leaders, because that's a danger to the party to have them identified with someone who tries to bring up the Holocaust and compare it to anything in the United States. But
Well, no, you could actually, I would suggest to you that you could compare something to the Holocaust. It would just have to be like the Holocaust.
Yeah.
It would have to actually be a Holocaust. Holocaust has a meaning, and now in our society, it means rounding up and killing people. I know that that's not the actual fucking dictionary definition, but when you say that word, that's what it means.
Yeah. I feel like I could say something that could get me in a lot of trouble, so I'm not going to say it.
You answer to nobody but the Twitch terms of service right now, sir.
Yeah, I'm not even sure it passed that, but just on the safe side.
Helping her in a way, since she doesn't have the committee assignments, the press is constantly looking for any little thing that she says. I'm not defending in any way, shape, or form the Holocaust analogy, but then she can punch back against the press. In fact, in this case, she says she's blaming the controversy on the media and the Democrats.
Certainly with some of her constituents, she comes across as a populist, and she goes after the media, which is something that a lot of people praise because they think the media is unfair in certain parts of the country. It just depends what party you belong to. You're never going to scare the media away from a story like this. The media gravitate to conflict, and they gravitate toward a controversial lawmaker like Marjorie Taylor Greene. So there's going to be a lot more coverage in the future, because depending on what she says. And I think there'll be more of it as we get closer to the next.
You know why there's going to be more of this? Is because Marjorie Taylor Greene will be Marjorie Taylor Greene tomorrow and the day after. And the day after that, and the day after that. That's why there will be more of this.
Yeah, it's almost like she was voted in the office specifically because she was MTG.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that fucking gerrymandered ass district. It was like, looked like stalactites from the top of a fucking, atop of a cave or whatever, wow. Right?
Yeah.
There's a couple different kind of gerrymandered, and her district was like the stalactite type. There's also
were they spikes coming down or spikes going up?
Spikes going down.
Down, yeah. Stalactites, yeah.
I know the other ones are stalagmites.
Okay. Just the way you were doing it, it seemed like it was going up, but it's fine.
I love doing this show.
You're totally, totally right.
Next election.
There was a CNN report that both McCarthy and McConnell were pressured into condemning the congresswoman after initially staying quiet for several days. Does that sound plausible to you that they would kind of...
Mitch McConnell's old. He had to take a couple days to even try to process it.
Yeah.
But I don't know about Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy probably believes, like, agrees with her. It's like trying to figure out a way to agree with her.
Read the political tea leaves and then felt like they had to come out and issue those condemning remarks?
What I know the Republicans loathe to do is react at something that it makes to make it look like they're reacting to something the Democrats want them to do. They're really everybody.
Wait a minute. I mean, to the extent that I want, I'm a registered Democrat because I wanted to vote for Bernie fucking Sanders, and you can't vote for Bernie fucking Sanders in California without being a registered Democrat. I wasn't registered as anything before that. I was independent or chose to decline. But like, yes, actually, we as Democrats, I guess I'm registered, so I'm one of them. I'm in the club. Hooray. We do want the Republicans to maybe respond to Marjorie Taylor Greene, but only insofar as she's like in the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
And she has like a vote on policy for the whole country. So like, of course we want them to like react to her because she like probably shouldn't be there because she's crazy.
Yeah. Weren't they preparing to kick her out or something? I don't know if that, what happened to that whole movement?
Oh, she was on like a couple committees because they were like, oh, let's put the QAnon lady on a couple committees. What could go wrong?
Yeah, I knew it, and she got kicked off the committees, but I thought they were going to kick her out of Congress completely because of her comments.
Oh, no, there's a time when that would have happened.
Yeah.
And that time's called any time before Facebook.
Yeah, fair enough.
But now they're not going to kick her off because then they're going to have all the weird QAnon people saying, oh, well, you know what, that fucking ARC congressman voted to kick Marjorie Taylor out, so clearly drinking baby blood. I mean... Right. And it's not that their whole thing, whole like constituency would do that. It's just that that's who would be tweeting at them and commenting on their Facebook page.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yep.
Oh, man. And this lady right here knows better. I think she knows better. I think Susan knows better than what she's doing here. I think she knows that Marjorie Taylor Greene is out of her goddamn mind and that it isn't anyone else's fault. I think she knows better. And I think Susan, you could do better.
Yeah.
Say they're engaged in the labeling war now. Republicans were all too happy to point to the squad, the very liberal faction of House Democrats.
No. Okay. Real quick. They aren't more liberal. They're more left.
Yeah.
Just real quick. Like liberal is like a generally centrist capitalist position.
Yeah.
Which by the way, those can be our comrades. We just, fucking like whatever, you're better to deal with them than Marjorie Taylor Greene and this lady who's sold her soul for Fox News and a painting.
Absolutely.
For remarks probably a print supporting Palestine versus Israel in this latest rocket battle in the Middle East. There's an like I said,
calling what's going on in the Middle East a rocket battle is just party. A little bit so like reductionist.
There's always reluctance okay. amongst yeah. Republican leaders to just dive in and content.
We'll give her a mulligan. One of their own. She's sold her soul.
Because then you have inner party conflict.
Right, and so you've set us up perfectly for the next segment. We will see you a little later in the program. Next time, Media Buzz. Is there a double?
He's like she was about to make sense. Got to get rid of her.
Green saga and the non-coverage of members of the squad making questionable attacks on Israel.
Questionable, like they didn't. Did they bomb? What does he mean questionable attacks on Israel? I fucking hate this shit. I'm like the most careful in the world. I just straight up talk about Likud and the Home Party and the right wing yeah. fucking political people in Israel. But I hate this shit. They're like, oh, the Israeli government's doing this. They're like, oh, you're an anti-Semite. It's like, stop.
Right. Exactly.
Like the California, the same people that are mad at Gavin Newsom and the California government. Well, then you just hate the people in California. I guess you hate everybody yeah. then. Like,
well, a lot of people do. They can't seem to separate the government from the people living there. And so like,
dude, but the fucked
there's
up part
other
about
reasons
this is,
for that.
California state government kind of works.
Yeah. I don't even understand what the whole like recall thing was about, but I'm starting to get crazy people. I got a text from Matt,
don't even worry about what the recall is about. Just be glad that it happened because we have time to fill. We have like, we have a show about local politics. We have some time to fill. Sometimes I'm on stream really late at night. The recall is a very good thing, Matt.
Yeah. Well, I started getting texts from crazy people running for governor.
What you need to do is say, do you have a YouTube channel? And then then just copy and paste that shit and send it to me. That's what I want.
Okay. Well, I can't. I actually know it is, so I can send you their YouTube channel if you really want.
Yes, please. Anybody who's running in the recall.
Unfortunately, it's not that funny, but it's not.
It's not, Matt, it's not about this particular individual. It's about the stuff that you may get later.
Okay.
Anyway, here's Matt Gaetz. Like, I don't I'm a Bay Area native, and I don't like what technology has done to the Bay Area in a lot of ways. Not like technology, but like what the tech sector and the tech industry has done here. But Matt Gaetz is like going to kind of talk about that in a way that's, you know, would go as far to say frightening.
Nobody to root for.
The internet's hall monitors out in Silicon Valley, they think they can suppress us, discourage us. Maybe if you're just a little less patriotic, maybe if you just conform to their way of thinking a little more, that you'll be allowed to participate in the digital world. Well, you know what? Silicon Valley can't cancel this movement or this rally or this congressman.
Sorry, it's not your patriotism that they're worried about.
You know who could? Oh, fuck, I forgot his name. Who's the guy that was like, that did they set up the people looking for teenagers. Who's that guy? What's that guy's name?
Oh, I don't remember his name.
Fuck, because that's who's going to end up canceling Matt Gaetz. I forget that guy's name. Not Roy Moore, but Roy Moore. Actually, Roy Moore is an interesting story. He's one of the few people who ever got out kicked out of the mall for perving on teenage girls in like the 80s, too. Do you know how perving on teenage girls, you had to be perving on teenage girls in the 80s to get kicked out of the mall? Anyway, Matt Gaetz is about to say something really fucking crazy and dangerous here.
We have a Second Amendment in this country, and I think we have an obligation to use it.
Yes, just go shoot all of the tech.
Wow.
Do not come to San Jose with guns. First of all, San Jose has guns.
Yeah.
if we're going to be like just talking strategy straight up, people here own guns too. And there's like millions of people here. But yeah. Also don't try to blat all the tech workers. I don't like them either. Like,
yeah.
They've made it so that women don't go out in downtown San Jose. I don't like the tech workers either, but let's not rat-a-tat-tat-a all the tech workers just yet.
I just want to point out that I was working at Google when the person shot up the YouTube campus. That was not a good day when that happened. Even though I was nowhere near that campus, like just, you know, being related, working for the same company, they locked down everything. It was not fun. Don't shoot people.
Just don't go to somebody's work and rat-a-tat-tat-a. It's like, just don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, even if you have like, no, just don't do it. There's not even if you don't. Here's Jake Tapper versus, a Facebook executive, actually.
Let's get right to Nick Clegg. He's the Vice President of Global Affairs and Communications at Facebook. Nick, first of all, thanks for joining us. So Facebook is acknowledging that Trump used its platform for harm. He incited the deadly insurrection. Trump continues to spread lies that...
I already watched Trump this. I'm going to pee and make another drink.
Why?
Give Matt's him in charge of the stream and Adam Rainstopper's in charge of the chat.
Well, that's a legitimate question. Some people think that Donald Trump should be able to use Facebook immediately again, and others think he should never be able to use it at all. And as you know, social media companies have responded in somewhat different ways. Twitter have banned him permanently for life, irrespective of, you know, future behavior. Google have said he will come back on YouTube when the conditions allow. And in a sense, what we've done in response to the comments we receive from the Independent Oversight Board is to stipulate what penalty we think should be applied to match the gravity of what happened in January. And we're applying the most severe penalty that we have in the range of penalties now available to us under the new enforcement arrangements that we published today. And we've also said very clearly that if Donald Trump or indeed anybody else in this position were to seek to repeat those violations again once back on, that we would then apply very swiftly new sanctions up to and including a permanent removal. And of course, he, you know, when it comes to the point in early 2023 when he's entitled to come back onto Facebook, will obviously only do so if the conditions in terms of public safety, public order, and so on.
I don't know what they're talking about the conditions. Like, so we feel Trump is not going to change his rhetoric if they let him back on Facebook and YouTube and all these other places.
Totally,
he's just going to be the same.
Say it doesn't go
asshole
far,
he's always been.
Right.
But we have done it in a way that is transparent and proportionate.
So I guess, Nick, I have a, do you, if today, just today, Donald Trump is telling election lies. Today, not, you know, back in January. Today he's doing it. So I guess my question is, isn't the definition of insanity doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different
nice
result?
Question.
I mean, you know that when he returns, he's going to use his platform to tell lies, lies that have provably incited violence, not just violence, but an attack on the Capitol, and some consider it an attack on democracy. What kind of clues are you looking for? I mean, there's no indication that he's
sure.
getting any better. His lies are getting worse. He thinks he's going to be reinstated as president in August.
Sure. I mean, look, I'll be very clear about what I think and what we think Facebook can and can't do. What we can do is enforce our roles in terms of his behavior on our platform. It's not our role, nor should it be, to try and vet, delete, or censor everything that Donald Trump does say, you know, good, bad, or ugly.
No, of course not.
These people from Facebook are so slimy. And like,
yeah,
Jake Tapper's doing about as much as you're allowed to do on CNN.
Yeah, I thought that was actually a pretty good question. Like, I pointed out the same thing. Like, Trump is not going to change his ways. Why only suspend him and not remove him completely or permanently when he's just going to come back? He's going to do exactly the same thing, and he's continuing to do it now.
No, they're just going to get the Facebook shuffle. It's like, well, we could do better, and we're going to try to find ways to connect people, and, like, we don't know, and it's not really our job to blah, blah, blah. Like, It's the whole fuck. It's the same fucking thing over and over and over again from Facebook. I think the media might be starting to get wise to it.
I hope so.
But if he tells lies that incite violence and have proved to do that in the past, does that matter?
The key thing is incitement. The key thing, and in the instance of the post that he posted on January the 6th, was the praise that he expressed through his posts on Facebook and indeed on other social media platforms for rioters who were involved in that violent insurrection at that time. I mean,
this very highly specific thing is why we kicked him the fuck off. It's like, stop.
Right. Yeah.
That's great. That's fucking fantastic. Thanks, Nick Clegg. God, I would like to get my hands on this guy for an interview.
Yeah.
I'd be like, does anybody there consider the ethics of what the company's doing at large? But I think he's going to get questions like that starting sooner. From regular media outlets. Like, anybody there understand ethics? What are you doing?
And it was ongoing, which is, of course, we all know, tragically led to the loss of life of five people. And even his own vice president was sheltering, fearful for his own well-being in the capital at the time. But our rules are not, candidly, to try.
You don't have that, the vice. Exactly, you don't have Mike Pence video on that, do you?
Who use our
no, I don't.
Might be exactly the accuracy ones are not fearful for his own well-being in the capital at the time. But our rules are not, candidly, to try and adjudicate exactly the accuracy of what the billions of people who use our platform might be, but whether what they say will lead to real world harm. And that was the if you like, the tripwire, that was the violation of the rules that occurred in January.
I'm allergic to this. Like, it had already caused the harm, you dumb fuck.
Yeah, and the ongoing lies are causing the harm.
People were reporting on this thing that was going to happen, and it was being organized on Facebook.
Yeah.
Of course, this guy's going to start the timeline of Facebook's ability to intervene after the fucking event already starts. Oh, thanks for the resub.
Yeah.
Bob Gips, thank you for the resub. But Facebook's timeline is going to start after they did all the bad stuff, allowing ads and fucking letting little terrorist cells form. That they, if they know that I like bicycles and really good looking 30-year-old men, they knew who was going to storm the Capitol, right? And so, they want to start history after the fucking invasion happened. And that's what he just said. He's like, oh, after this happened, we looked at the thing. And it's like, you dumb fuck. Oh, come on.
You say that they figured out your stuff, but Facebook still sends me alcoholic beverage ads. And I keep telling them that that is not appropriate for me. Anyways, Mike Pence did an interview or a speech or something where he said he was very proud of what him and Trump did in the 4 years. They just don't disagree about what happened on January 6th. It's like, yeah.
So crazy.
Try to kill you.
January. And that's the violations for which we will be very, very vigilant.
But the tripwire was praising the mob. I mean, that was the tripwire.
Yeah.
Not the lies the lies that incited the mob.
This guy's like, what lies? What mob? Hold on. What are you talking about? He's like, I work for Facebook, sir. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Wow.
Watch this. This is great.
The mob? I mean, that was the tripwire.
Yeah.
Not the lies itself. The lies that incited the mob.
The immediate response was because those posts praising those insurrectionists in the Capitol at that time as the violence was ongoing was a clear breach of our rules. And the Oversight Board subsequently said two things. Firstly,
I'm telling you, history starts as soon as the bad thing happened.
Yeah. And Facebook keeps doing that too, right? Every time they knock somebody off for inciting violence or something really bad happens, they get criticized for. They say, "Oh well, we did it after the fact. You know, we fixed the problem."
history started as soon as the bad thing happened.
Yeah. Right. Also, it's surprising we don't normally have such good interviews on this show.
But we were wrong to do so indefinitely and without clear due process and standards, which is what we have now announced and put in place today.
So what happens? He returns to the platform in January 2023, in 2 years, less than 2 years, and he continues spewing these election lies that we know are deadly. That is not going to trigger...
It's business, baby. Does he buy ads?
Have to... That would have to incite
business, baby.
Violence, and then he would have to praise people committing the violence, and then he would lose his platform again?
Anything which incites violence, anything which in our judgment and in that of other people who observe this, leads to the risk of real-world harm, which is clearly the case in January, is unacceptable on Facebook.
But you only figured out it was clearly the case after they stole a door.
Yeah.
Dumb fucks. I not only predicted they were going to storm the Capitol on January 6th, I predicted that Deanna Ploss would get tear gassed. And I was right. Like, yo, imagine thinking that I knew more about Facebook than their system is able to determine and the people that work there are able. I don't think that's true.
Right.
It's an absurd thing to think is true, right? If I got that right, that means that there were people in there that were able to predict things at a higher accuracy than I could have.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I like being right, but like not about, I mean, the Deanna Ploss tear gassing thing, I got to say, I'm really glad I was right about that. But the storming the Capitol, not so much.
Not so much, no.
All right, this is what you're pressing at. You're quite right that what we don't do is seek to monitor and vet every single politician. And by the way, unfortunately, this happens across elections in many, many parts of the country. And by the way, from all shades of political opinion, where politicians start casting doubt on the validity of particular election outcomes. That's not the focus here. Our focus is harm. It's physical violence. It's harm. It's exactly the kind of thing that we acted on in January. It's
physical violence, harm after the fact.
So we monetize something, right, Matt? We monetize something.
Yeah.
We monetize the shit out of it because it's just somebody's political opinion. We monetize the shit out of it for 2 years. And then when that thing goes nuclear, we're like, oh, you know, I guess we're going to kick that thing off of our website, even though we were like,
yep,
intimately familiar with this thing as we monetized it.
Yeah.
Facebook has been monetizing the anti-vaccine movement for like 8 years. They're intimately familiar with the anti-vaccine movement. They monetized this fucking January 6th insurrection all the way up until the day before it.
Yep. They're even doing it on the day. They're just not. They might have stopped right before it happened or while it was happening.
Yeah, that's because everybody ended their ads. You have this little bar that you pull like when you buy a Facebook ad and they just ended it at noon. That day, so like the ad stopped.
But if he does return, when he returns in early January, that we have clear guardrails in place that if you were to repeat that all over again, which is your question, that we would very quickly impose new penalties up to and including permanent removal from using Facebook.
All right, Nick Clegg, thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
So did he just say that if Trump inciting a riot at the Capitol, they would then pull the plug? Not that he was, if he repeats the same lies that eventually led to that incident.
Yeah. And what they're saying is like, this whole thing can play out again and we can look good at the end of it for kicking Trump off again. That's what he said.
Right. That's what it sounded like.
That's what I was hearing. Yo, this next video is probably pretty good. Somebody tricked a Trump supporter into supporting an investigation of the events of January 6th, 2020, or 2021.
Capitol Hill on January 6th?
Yes.
So was I. Yeah. I was on the steps. It was pretty cool.
Oh, it was a great time there. Yeah, yeah. Well, my wife used to work there. You know, I love it there.
I saw a lot of the drama going on, and I, you know, it was clearly Antifa.
But the same guy, he was here. He was at a Republican thing.
That Coach Dave?
Democratic thing. He was at another Democratic
looks like
thing.
It. He was at a Republican doesn't sound thing. Like
it's
him.
It's the same guy that was at all
skinnier too.
That's why I don't understand these rhinos that are blocking an investigation into it. Because I'm like, you know what? I want to get to the bottom of this and know that it Let's get to the bottom of it and know that it was Antifa, right?
Give me the facts. That's what I
exactly.
Want. I don't. The rest of it, I don't want to hear the fluff.
You know, it was clearly Antifa.
Wow.
Let's open an investigation, and you know, see you know how many Antifa members there were.
Oh yeah. Look at if you won't see it on TV, okay, on the boom box or the stupid box.
On a TV? Wait, what?
You can't get the facts off of TV.
Yeah, hold on.
You won't see it on TV, okay? On the boom box or the stupid TV, okay? On the boom box or the stupid box, as they call it. Right? You can't get the facts off of TV. There's no such thing as news anymore. I think it's a federal law or something now. That's entertainment, okay? TV is entertainment.
Well, yeah, they need to bring back the Fairness in Media Act.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They got rid of that. I think it was Fox that went to the Supreme Court and had that change.
Yeah, the only reason Fox News is allowed to, like, you know, flourish is because they got rid of the Fairness in Media Act.
You know, that's crazy.
Yeah. So where do you go to get your news?
Everywhere.
That was great.
Yeah.
I don't have the patience to be that good of a troll, if you could believe it. If you could believe that I am impatient.
I'm glad somebody is that patient.
So you had mentioned Ben Shapiro earlier, and to everyone's delight, we don't have any Ben Shapiro on the show today.
Hey.
We have his coworker, Matt Walsh.
Oh, okay.
And by coworker, I mean has studio with books, is associated with Daily Wire. He's going to talk about how not all colonizers are bad, and he's going to use, like, you know, probably some made up shit about the Aztecs about as a reason why.
All right, let's go now to Evan. Evan says, only in America can a woman with the last name Cortez lecture the rest of us for having ancestors who colonized people. I always have the same thought whenever Alexandria Cortez comes up, but I hesitate to make it because I think Hernan Cortez is one of the greatest heroes of history.
Uh-oh.
So I'd be giving AOC way too much credit to draw that connection. But he was a colonizer, that's for sure. There's no doubt about that. Turns out not all colonizers are bad. And when you've got a colonizer, a conquistador, who is defeating a civilization which enslaves and murders and decapitates thousands and thousands of innocent people every year, that's a good thing. The Aztec Empire, as evil as the Nazis.
Wait, what?
They're in that category. They didn't kill as many people because they didn't have the same kind of technology, the same capability to do it.
No.
You know, they were killing people by one at a time, laying them down on a stone slab and cutting their hearts out. Takes a little bit longer to do, but the day that the Aztec Empire fell should be one that we celebrate. That should be a worldwide global holiday.
So, the Aztec Empire was like a terrible empire, but it wasn't like Cortez was showing up to free the other Indian tribes that were being repressed by the Aztecs. He was going to do some of his own repression.
What they wanted was land.
Yeah.
They're like, we could just like have this.
Yep.
So like kind of like didn't matter what was going on before there. Yeah. They didn't come in and like free the fucking people from the rule of the Aztecs. You're absolutely right. Because if white people did that, they would tell us about it all the time.
I mean, they did free them from the rule of the Aztecs and just then became the new rulers. It's not like they made them completely free. It wasn't like we did in Iraq where we just freed the Iraqis, you know?
Yo, so check out this still of Milo. Okay. This is what happens when you were once gay and now you're not. I'm just saying. Like,
I didn't think that was a thing.
Now he's like ex-gay and like, look, he like got this kind of ratty beard and mustache thing going on. Like no gay guy would ever fucking do that. Like he's on the Rick Wiles show.
Okay.
Again. Here we go. This is Facebook video. Anything
when I made my announcement, the first thing that happened which will make you laugh, but it's true, is dogs stopped barking at me. I am one of those people. You know, everyone's got that friend that dogs always go nuts around? You're familiar with this, right? You got pets?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. There's always somebody that dogs.
My dog doesn't bark at you. I keep my dog in the.
But
hey, dog barked at you. But that's okay. He likes.
Look at how they're sitting next to each other, and they're not. And he's like all the way across the table. They're like, he might still be gay.
Yeah.
Don't sit next to him.
You must have some work left to do.
he didn't bark at Milo. That is true.
You know, I'm funny.
But I was always one of those. I know this sounds so stupid, but this is just how I think that God reveals himself to us, right? This is just my experience of it. I was somebody who invariably, without exception, always used to make dogs go crazy. So we have a friend who's a political candidate down here, right? And her campaign manager has two of these little yappy dogs, and they would not stop. I couldn't be in her house for more than 20 minutes because it would drive everybody crazy.
Would you drive everyone crazy and they kicked you out of the house? Real quick, or was it that the dogs were going crazy? Hold on. If this is clean, this is a pretty good drop, too.
Stop. I couldn't be in her house for more than 20 minutes because it would drive everybody crazy. Even growing up, we had Alsatians, we had Black Labradors. They just didn't like me at all. The dogs don't bark at me anymore.
I have a question. What's this fucking stack of paper here next to me? You see this stack of paper?
Yeah, that seems like a bad place for a stack of paper. Also, I want to point out that it's not just dogs that hate him.
Right. Like, there's a lot of people that weren't big fans either, before or after. I just got to tell you, he's not looking so great since he's not gay anymore. That's all I'm saying.
Just overnight. Now they seem to quite like me. And that sounds like the stupidest thing in the world.
Yeah, because I don't believe that dogs like him.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got a couple more things, but I think we're going to skip ahead to Crowder. Steven Crowder got his YouTube channel back. And the first video he made when he got his YouTube channel back was this one.
Look, honestly, you're right, let's look at all major historical gay fit. You look at milk.
What?
Yeah.
You look at, I mean.
The one you drink people, or the one.
No, you look at Harvey Milk. Harvey? You look at people. You look at Dallas. These are people with AIDS.
Yeah.
These are people. Look, I think that if we want people to be happy, you say, well, that shouldn't be an example.
Yeah.
Pick the domesticated Dave Rubin and make him your ambassador. I just like, in other words, like, look at the, I'm just saying, you're not.
Hold on. We got to start this over.
Honestly, right, let's look at all major historical gay. You look at Milk.
Yeah.
You look at, I mean.
The one you drink
people,
or the one.
No, you look at Harvey Milk.
Harvey?
You look at people. You look at Dallas. These are people with AIDS.
Yeah.
These are people. Look, I think that if we want people to be happy, you say, well, that shouldn't be an example.
Yeah.
Pick the domesticated Dave Rubin and make him your ambassador. I just like, in other words, like, look at the, I'm just saying, you're not pointing to great examples because it's not about what we used to want to do with children was encourage them, right? Guide them toward the kind of behavior that would create the most content, fulfilled, and productive member of society. Now it's about making sure that they have the greatest awareness of the most marginalized victims. That's why they're not picking the Buzz Aldrin of the gay community. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Not. I don't even know who he is. Maybe it's Buzz Aldrin.
Although he's it's certainly not the first guy to take a rocket to the moon. I should stop. Wow. Are we thrown off?
We're fine. No. We're off of YouTube now. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, we're totally clear here.
All right. No.
Yo, racist 14-year-old boys love the shit out of Steven Crowder, I think.
Yeah.
That's who his like target audience is here for sure.
I believe it.
All right, I got a couple palate cleansers here. So I think we're not gonna do the gay boat where it was all over social media where like people were flipping off the people in the boat with the flags and then their boat caught on fire. Wait, did you not see that?
I did not see that one.
All right, cool. Here you go. We could do that one then. Fuck it. It's quick.
Karma hits boaters who harassed and spun circles around our boat after they saw our pride flags.
Wow. tried to use the boat to put it out.
I'll be mean to the lesbian voters, then fucking Jewish space lasers will get you. It's all conspiracy theory, obviously.
Wow. I did not catch that one.
The That's music good. That they chose was pretty funny, too, actually.
Yeah.
All right, this is from Lake Highlands in Texas. And this person threw away their valedictorian speech to talk about abortion instead.
I did see this one.
I have dreams and hopes and ambitions. Every girl graduating today does. And we have spent our entire lives working towards our future. And without our input and without our consent, our control over that future has been stripped away from us. I am terrified that if my contraceptives fail, I am terrified that if I am raped, then my hopes and aspirations and dreams and efforts for my future will no longer matter. I hope that you can feel how gut-wrenching that is. I hope you can feel how dehumanizing it is to have the autonomy over your own body taken away from you. And I cannot give up this platform to promote complacency and peace when there is a war on my body and a war on my rights. A war on the rights of your mothers, a war on the rights of your sisters, a war on the rights of your daughters. We cannot stay silent.
Good. She gave up that speech time that she could have used to like thank her parents and shit to say that. Great. Good for her.
Yeah. That was really good. Apparently she had another speech that was approved, and that one that she just gave was not approved by their school, and she just switched to that. That one did a really good job. Surprisingly, they didn't cut her off or anything. But I think it was
maybe they didn't think, and they didn't have like the like ability to quickly do that.
Maybe like I surprised they didn't cut the mic. Basically,
yeah, yeah. I think maybe they didn't have the ability to quickly do that. Who knows? Yeah. Not everyone's like neurotic.
I think since then, I don't remember what school that was, but I think since then when that video went viral and got a lot of positive press, you know, they're like, oh yeah, we totally like that speech and we didn't cut it off because we totally approved of it now. It just took us a little while to approve it.
You know what though? If that's what the school did, fuck good on them. Fuck it. That's a good way out of that problem. Be like, oh, that was fine. Actually, we aren't that mad that she just gave a different speech. It's her time. Yeah. Thank you.
I think they should have approved it in the first place, but fair.
So, yo, here's a Jim Baker. Would you like to be a credentialed missionary of the Jim Baker grift?
No.
Sure. It sounds great.
Is there some way that you could print up a card of some sort that when people ordered the Baker's dozens from now, you could print up a card of some sort that when people ordered the Baker's dozens from now on, that they become a missionary of this ministry?
Yes. And, amen. And I love that. Yes, absolutely. So
I love that. They had a thing sign that said 13 books, and they showed one book.
They are...
It's like Scientology. You got to buy the same book a couple times.
...of this ministry, that they're passing these out. Because here's the thing. If we can get people to pass out the Baker's dozens from time to time,
yeah,
they're that's 12 people they've affected.
Yeah, 13. That's right.
Well, they keep one for themselves. Okay, yeah. Unless you want to keep one.
Jim Baker has no idea what's going on.
But think of it.
That's right.
And I'll sign the card.
Yes.
That it says they're this person, something they could put in their wallet size mm-hmm. card, maybe.
I love that.
But that they're a missionary of this ministry.
Amen. Wow.
This everybody on this show is like, he's the gravy train. You know what I'm saying? Like Jim yeah. Baker has made so goddamn much money lying to people. Like, yeah. I feel like he's got, I feel like that they're just like, maybe I can't say that. Here's Eric Trump. Actually, subpoenas are coming. Actually.
and all of these other instances now where he's been caught red-handed lying about knowing anything about Hunter's foreign business dealings.
Sean, I agree completely. Listen, I'm on the receiving end of every single day. My father gets subpoena after subpoena. We do as a family. They attack us. They go after us for doing absolutely nothing wrong. We gave up business when my father went to the White House. They did the exact opposite. When Joe Biden became vice president, Hunter Biden got into business. But yet, every single day, my family is attacked, and they look for any comma that's out of place, and the prosecutorial misconduct in this country is out of control. But yet, because we're Republicans, they attack us and they do absolutely nothing to the other side. And we've talked about
those famous left wingers like the prosecutor's office. Fucking shut up.
Yeah, seriously. It might be because Trump Organization is very corrupt and they should be attacked by prosecutors.
It's like things that are easy to find. And probably illegal dealings of the Trump Organization are probably easy to find. Because not only are they like into doing like some illegal shit, they're stupid too.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what he was talking about giving up business. Trump didn't do that. And that was highly thought to be corrupt.
I mean, he just had other people grifting on his behalf. I don't know. It's a little bit more, it's a little bit complicated.
Yeah.
So we'll do one more story. We'll go a little long on the main show tonight. So we got like the NIH director went on to Fox News, and I don't think the person at Fox News thought it was going to go this way.
We're the National Institutes of Health. We're the largest supporter of medical research in the world. We knew that bat-driven coronaviruses had caused already two major scares as far as the pandemic, SARS and MERS. It would have been irresponsible for us not to try to understand what else might be lurking out there. But I categorically deny that NIH, in its grant funding and a subcontract to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, was permitted to do anything that would have created a virus that would have been increased in its transmissibility or its virulence for humans. I categorically deny that. And I'm a bit unhappy that people keep repeating those claims when they're simply not true. So, you know, well, I'm a little disturbed, Martha. We're spending all this time on this issue. Yeah. And here we are today. We should be talking about how to put COVID-19 behind us, not going back to January 2020.
Yeah,
we'll get the answers. Right now, we don't have any new data.
But, Doctor, it absolutely matters. We have been told up and down that anybody who thinks that this was not a zoonotic thing here, we all agree that it's very important to put COVID behind us. You and I have talked about vaccines, we've talked about research, but now more and more, I think it's really important that we drill down because we don't want this to happen again. And we have seen other viruses that came from lab leaks. I think that is also something that wasn't widely
Which other viruses?
At the beginning of this.
I'm not aware of that.
There are a lot of questions about the relationships and why we weren't asking tougher questions early on from our medical professionals.
I agree we need to get to the bottom of this, but gosh, you and I just spent a whole bunch of minutes here talking about some issue that we need to get an answer to, and meanwhile, people are still dying from COVID-19, and we didn't even talk about the ways to get to an end to this with vaccines. So please, could we have a bit more of the focus on how we're going to save lives while we're talking about how this all started? We need both of those, don't we?
We have put a lot of time into that, and I think the questions about the origins of this are not going away, Dr. Collins, and I think we need to.
Right, but the chemtrails movement's not going away either. Like,
yeah, we're trying to get over this virus. Like, we've got the vaccine, but this distraction about where it came from is not helpful right now.
And apparently it's like
we're
not
still. What?
Go ahead.
I was gonna say we're still investigating. The investigation's being done, but everybody get your vaccine.
And like,
seriously,
like they're like saying, oh, well, it must have come from it must be zoonotic. Well, that's what the people who study these things are saying is the most likely place this came from. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot more animals out there than fucking virus labs, if you would believe that.
Surprisingly, a lot of times there's labs in areas where there's a lot of zoonotic viruses around. So
right. They put the lab there. If you studied. Could imagine that. Right.
Yeah.
Why would you put the lab? Well, proximity to the fuck. Come on.
Yeah. So I'm not saying that it wasn't a lab leak. I am not in a position to say one way or the other. I'm sure it sounds like it was a zoonotic virus. We'll find out. There will be investigations. Get your vaccine.
I've done like, I'm like a different kind of expert. I know what a fucking conspiracy theory looks like.
Yeah, it really looks like a conspiracy theory.
The fucking, yeah, the whole thing looks like a damn conspiracy theory. So somebody's cashing in on it and his name's Brett Weinstein.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the end of the podcast. Thanks everybody for tuning into the podcast. Thanks everybody on YouTube. If I put this podcast on YouTube, if you're watching live, listening live, hang in there. We're going to play a song. We got Red Light. And we're going to start Red Light out with something that we've always done. It's like a...
Okay, everyone, it's that time of day.
But I think we're going to play some Citabria. We'll go with... where'd it go? Break the Universe by Citabria. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the Plex. That was real fun. If you're watching live, don't go nowhere. We'll be right back with Red Light.